Sickle toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. I know, it's stunning. A live Sunday program on the radio and on satellite radio across the country. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Check out the website there. We have a website that has all kinds of features for you, including the ability to link to stories, blog posts, videos, whatever you want, so that you think is important to share with other people. Vote them up, vote them down. That's what we do at the Free Talk Live website. It's interactive, just like the show. So you can call in, go to the website, whatever you want to do. FreeTalkLive.com. Stephanie, we were talking about a story where apparently an ICE agent, or several of them, don't believe that they don't need no stinking warrants.
Yeah, and not only that, but when they broke into a home where there were some Hispanic people, they answered extremely rudely to the question of whether or not they had a warrant, and said that the warrant was coming out of, one of them said the warrant was coming out of his balls.
Yeah. Not a very pleasant thing to say to, for one, I tend to not think of illegal aliens as saying, hey, you got a warrant, man. You know, like that's the only English phrase they know or something like that. It seems to me that a person who would ask that would be an American or at least a naturalized individual. I mean, somebody who's...
Or at least a little bit familiar with the so-called process that the judicial system is supposed to follow. Right. Someone
right.
who knows a thing or two.
And I really do believe that in this country, the whole idea of a of sovereignty in one's persons, papers, houses and effects is going by the wayside. And
absolutely.
It's going there because people believe that this instance or that instance matters. Like a lot of people believe that the problem with illegal immigration is so important that it's okay that ICE agents break into known Mexicans' houses because they might have illegal immigrants in there, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they can search
houses. Or their pet issue might be a drug raid. You know, if they suspect that someone has drugs, it's fine to bust into their house because they're keeping the kids safe or something.
Right, on the word of an informant. But at the very least, they have to have a warrant to do that. I mean, I know it's a rubber stamp and the warrant's basically
nothing. I was
going to
bring that point up, yeah, because so many of the times when they do get a warrant, it's like there's not going to be any questioning about that from the judge.
But think about... But think about living on a boat, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
The authorities can come on boats anytime they want and search your boat.
Interesting.
Because they feel like they can.
I did not know that.
So, you know, if you live on a boat...
How is that different than pirates?
There's... They have badges.
That's okay.
They have warrants coming out of their balls, apparently.
Right.
Balls. That's what this guy said. And, you know, this is not me. This is that's your government at work. If you're offended by this terminology, please don't take it out on me. Take it out on your agents at work.
It's awful. And, you know, it wasn't only this. I mean, that was the most egregious part where they broke into this home and shattered windows, kicked down the door, shouting racial slurs and screaming that they didn't need a warrant because they're ICE. They also detained and interrogated a child who was playing soccer on the playground. Can you guess what color he was?
I bet he was Mexican.
He was brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ACLU says looking Latino and speaking Spanish is not enough to justify probable cause for questioning and arresting a person.
Should hope not.
Another plaintiff in this lawsuit.
I was down in Texas this week, and I had the opportunity, the rare opportunity for me to speak a little Spanish, and I did so with some of the folks that worked around there. Of course, they would always speak English back because they can tell when a white guy's speaking Spanish. shouldn't refer to myself as white. I have decided to eschew race. I do not believe, in fact, I don't think any of us really know what our races are at all.
We're the human race.
Right.
I like that. Yeah. So another plaintiff in this lawsuit was carted away in handcuffs in front of his frightened and crying children.
That's nice.
Hey, can you imagine how scary this is?
I cannot imagine. I can't imagine my 3.5-year-old son having a cop, you know, cops bust into the house, pointing guns all over the place, and taking their daddy away to jail. I mean, I can't imagine what that would be like for him.
That just shatters your entire world if you're a kid. I mean, can you imagine, like, the complete lack of security that you would feel, the complete lack of order? I mean, it's really funny that a lot of these people who support these kind of raids happening consider themselves law and order conservatives, right? Because to these children who are witnessing this and to these people who are living in these homes, and then suddenly someone kicks in their door and breaks their window and screams racist things at them, that's a complete lack of order in their world. It's a complete chaos.
Also, the idea that you can, that 535 completely unaccountable, largely
parasites.
Yeah, I don't even know what to call the politicians in Washington D.C. People that should just leave people alone. But the idea that when these people pass a law, that somehow that law is right and just, and that it should be followed, just because it's a law, is ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
The idea that
there have been plenty of laws that are not consistent with reasonable moral principles.
Right, and I've talked to plenty of people who believe in these ideas of, the illegal immigrants are ruining the nation, that if they were on the other side of the fence, and literally, there's a fence in some places, that they would want to be here too, and in some cases, they may very well do whatever it takes to feed their family by coming here and, trying to make a living.
Well, in some cases, I think a lot of times people who oppose illegal immigration and say, well, I don't have, well, sometimes they're just overt bigots, right? And sometimes they just don't want brown people here changing their white culture or whatever that means. But sometimes they say stuff like, well, I'm not opposed to immigrants coming here to the U.S., but they should do it legally.
Yeah.
And I think if they understood what it took to do it legally and how much money it costs, you have to get an immigration lawyer.
They hate
lawyer.
The government bureaucracies every other place in the world. Yeah. Imagine what that government bureaucracy is like if they're not even beholden to you for a vote or taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if they
actually want to keep you out.
Right.
In many cases. People have ideological reasons for joining those. The Border Patrol and stuff like that.
Sure,
they do. Some of them just want a paycheck for sure and want an easy, cushy job, but a lot of them want to so-called defend the culture or defend the borders or whatever.
Yeah. Government's an extraordinarily inefficient organization, and to believe that if you consider guarding the border to be valuable, why in the world would you leave it in the hands of an organization that is unaccountable and inefficient?
Yeah, well, I can't say I agree with the Minutemen either. I mean, sitting on the border with guns or whatever, trying to scare people away. I think that
they're only doing that because they know that the people that are coming across those borders are unarmed.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know why they're doing it, but I really disagree. You know, I think freedom of movement is generally considered a basic human right. And if people are free, they should be able to cross arbitrary lines in the earth freely.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
If you want to spread the ideas of freedom, you need to enact them first.
Yeah.
And if you enact them, then hopefully, if they're good ideas, then they'll spread. Will more people come here to enjoy the freedoms? And I mean real freedoms. I don't think that coming here...
They're actually leaving now because it's becoming so much less free.
A lot of the immigrants
are leaving.
And
can you imagine, Mark?
It's been destroyed by the politicians.
Yes.
The same people that are supposedly protecting your freedom.
Exactly.
And the idea that you're going to, you're going to crack down on these folks and have a better life for your kids is really just wrong.
Can you, Mark, can you imagine, like, what if, we live in New Hampshire, right? What if suddenly the people in New Hampshire decided that they were going to elect a bunch of bureaucrats who thought that, well, we need tougher laws to stop people from coming into New Hampshire and ruining our culture and changing the food, changing the language. And so they put up border checkpoints and barbed wire fences and dogs and helicopters at the New Hampshire border. How do you think that would affect the economy, the lifestyle here? It's just absurd.
How's that going to be for trade?
Yeah.
How's that going to be for, actually the population of New Hampshire is diminishing. The young people are leaving. So how do you get new young people? Well, we can't let them in. They're dangerous.
Right. They're going to change the culture.
They're going to change the culture.
There actually are some people who do say that. Like, there are some people in New Hampshire who say, oh, those people from Massachusetts want to move up and take their big taxes with them and stuff.
Well,
and
I kind of feel the same way at times, but...
But wouldn't want to put up a fence to keep them out, right?
At the very least, you have a conversation with them about, well, what is it you think that's so bad that's coming from Massachusetts? And then,
voluntary means,
please. If it's big government, then you don't want big government to solve big government problems. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Sickle toll free call in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. Here in the northeast, we had a huge storm come through, and this is a once-in-a-century kind of storm.
It waylaid me.
And power's out. I think it's 250,000 people are expected to be out for more than a week.
Oh, my goodness. Half of Connecticut, yeah.
Yeah, it's it's a huge amount, and I was talking to a guy at the airport. He says, I've got a generator. I'm ready to go. And, you know, if you've got a family... This is, it's not like, you know, if you're just a, you know, single person, you maybe can go over to a friend's house or something like that. If you've got a family, it's tough to pick up and move and do those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
What you know, try a generator. And if you're going to get a generator, think about this idea for a second. You know, you can get all different kinds of generators, gas generators, power, propane generators. I can't really think of any others. But, you know, gas generator, you got to keep gasoline on hand. That stuff goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
Propane, you've got to have a truck come out, fill it up. You don't know, hey, what if the power's out for 2 weeks? Is that going to be enough propane to continue running? I doubt it is. How about a solar generating system that not only handles it in an emergency, but handles whatever is hooked up to it all the time? It's already paying itself back. A regular generator isn't doing that. The solar generating system from Sound Wisdom at freetalklivesolar.com can take off your well pump, your freezer, and your refrigerator off the grid 24/7, and they'll be ready in an emergency, and you'll be ready, regular times. It, takes it off the grid. You're not paying for it anymore. It's freetalklivesolar.com. They have, even on Sunday nights, experts standing by to answer all your questions. Anything you have, any questions you have about solar, this thing can be expanded to take your whole house off the grid. It's freetalklivesolar.com. Stephanie, let's go to some calls here, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Pat, calling in on XM. Pat.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Pat?
Oh, you were talking about how difficult it is to immigrate to this country legally.
It can be, yeah.
And I married a lady from St. Petersburg, Russia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we had tried to get her a green card and a Social Security number, and now immigration claims that I don't make enough money.
So now, wait, really? I'd like to step down for a second, because everybody believes that all you need to do, this is the easy route to immigration.
Yep, and find someone to marry you.
And these rules that are not passed by any legislator, they're just passed by the immigration bureaucracy itself. They just decide to make it difficult. You married this woman.
Yep, they gave her a K-1 visa because they had all my financial records. And they gave her a visa to come here. She had 90 days to either marry me or go back to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So we got married. And now that we're trying to finish it, get the green card and Social Security number and everything else, now they claim that $69,000 a year is not enough income.
Good Lord. I mean, if you can't see...
How? Since when does your income even factor into the equation?
I guess they're afraid that she will end up on welfare first. I don't know what their fears are.
Wow.
That seems like plenty to me.
Yeah,
I mean,
do you have any children, or does she have any children?
I have two boys. One of them lives with me. One lives with the ex-wife.
Okay.
Seems like you could support.
Yeah.
It seems like you could support. I mean, she's going to, at some point or another, be able to work, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When would she be able
to
work?
They would allow her to work.
Yeah, right. I mean,
yeah, K-1 is not a work visa.
We're
going
to not let her work, and you don't make enough money to support her. So they create their own problems.
Yeah.
And did you have to file a bunch of fees with them, Pat? Did you have to pay fees?
Pardon?
Did you have to pay fees as part of this process to get her here on the temporary visa?
Yes, I hired an immigration attorney and paid the Homeland Security and everything else to get her the visa. And the green card paperwork and everything Tanya filled out, because she used to work for a couple of millionaires over there in St. Petersburg, and that's pretty much her job, was filling out paperwork.
Oh.
But the green card was like $800 and some, and then another couple hundred for Homeland Security, and now they're saying no, after they have the money in the bank even.
You know, wow. I find this so outrageous,
yeah.
Pat. Here you are. I see on the thing here you're a truck driver. And, frankly, thank you guys for what you do in order to keep America going.
Yeah, that's cool. It's important.
Here's a guy who's out there making things happen, a free guy in a free country, who marries the woman that he wants to marry, and he has to go begging these people that produce nothing, that do nothing to make this country a better place. Oh, please, 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 let me have my wife. It's pathetic. It's pathetic what this government makes strong individuals do, that you must bow and scrape. That's all they seem to want. They want your money, and they want your obedience. And it's sad, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, Pat, I'm so sorry to hear that this happened to you. I just can't imagine what it would be like to be in love with someone and be separated by being, you know, the accident of birth, really, is separated into two arbitrary geopolitical boundaries, and I'm just, it breaks my heart.
Well, we haven't surrendered yet, but
no,
now I have to send them a listing of all my assets. I had to get my house reappraised.
That is so intrusive.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, that, even the IRS, only if they're going after you, do they do something like that.
They're
going
to want a sperm count to make sure that you can impregnate the girl. I mean, it's crazy. Pat, thank you for the call.
Good luck, Pat.
Two lost lovers separated by a sea of water and bureaucracy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, this, as bad as what Pat was saying sounds, I mean, he's a straight man. He was marrying a woman. And, you know, I heard a story a little while back about these two men who were long-term partners for 19 years. And one of them was originally born in Australia, and he was caring for his partner, who was an American citizen, because the partner had advanced HIV and was kind of needing a lot of care. And the partner, who was the caregiver, got deported because they were not allowed to legally marry.
He's taking jobs from Americans that could be caring for this guy, you know.
Oh,
let's go to Virginia and Georgia. Virginia?
Hello. Yeah, you know what? I thought I was calling Rob Redden radio station, but I was going to... Hello?
This is
Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live. Rob used to be on this channel at one point.
We're on a lot of different radio stations.
Can I get this in Atlanta?
You can go to freetalklive.com. I don't know that we are on any particular radio station in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Well, he's on, and he's talking about Herman Cain.
Okay.
And he's talking about how they found some junk on Herman Cain. And I think this guy, he don't like Herman Cain because Herman Cain is a deeper, darker black American.
You think it has to do with his color?
I think so.
Okay.
I really, really do. Because I think that it was a plan for Barack Obama to become president as a small baby. You know, as far as his father being African American.
This is interesting. I wonder who planned this.
Okay, Virginia, if you hold the line, I would like to talk to you about this just a little bit more.
855-450-3733. Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. As a matter of fact, we just had somebody call in to talk about Herman Cain here, Virginia, from Georgia. And I'm going to get right back to her, but first, real quick, if you're unable to own a firearm due to, say, local laws or whatever reasons, an air gun might be a really great substitute. And there are plenty of other reasons you would want an air gun. Maybe training a child and firearms use, varmint control, maybe a little cheap indoor entertainment.
Those damn varmints.
Well, you know, it's an air gun's just a lot better for that particular activity in a lot of ways. So, or maybe some cheap entertainment indoor target practice during those long winter months. I recently got a 50 caliber air rifle that can bring down a deer from Pyramid Air. They're the world's largest online gun retailer in business since 1993. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. They did it with me. You can get a 10% off or free shipping, whichever is better, with coupon code FTL11. Go now. See the amazing Dragonclawed airgun.freetalklive.com. Peruse the site. See all the other great air guns they've got there and accessories. It's airgun.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Virginia. And by the way, it's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Virginia in Atlanta, Georgia. Virginia?
Yes, I'm here.
So
yes, Herman Cain. Herman Cain and I was raised up together.
Oh,
In Atlanta, Georgia. And he's a very intelligent man.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Yes, and what I've seen, I am 69 years old, but what I understand with, you know, politics, they do not want anyone from Atlanta to stand up if they are black. And when I talked about the president, I believe that it was planned for him as a child to be president of the United States to push other blacks back.
What makes you say that, Virginia? I mean, what evidence is there?
Because you know what? After a period of time, as he was growing up, I think it was set up for his daddy to be accidentally killed. You know, it was like a ransom to me. You
so
know,
who would be orchestrating that?
I think the government.
Well, I mean, the government, Barack Obama is the government now, but wouldn't...
Before he got to be the government, you know, I think it was pre-planned. So he could become president. He was born in 1948. Okay, it was a question whether he was born in the United States, which he was. I believe in 1948, Hawaii became a state.
So, but, you know, I mean, it, certainly that's the case. Did the government plan?
You know, like, people come over here and go to school, okay, from Africa.
Uh-huh.
You come over here and go to school, be exchange student, okay?
Yeah.
You get this woman pregnant, and then in the future, we would change the way blacks look in a long run. You know, every time a black man stand up in Atlanta, they knock him down.
So is this is this like saying that that Michael Jackson and Prince are you know that their careers went well because they were sort of effeminate light skinned black people? Is that the same?
No, Michael Jackson wanted to be white because he feel like that's what he had to be a black to get to the top. Now Prince, I don't know about Prince.
Michael Jackson had an autoimmune skin disorder that killed the pigmented cells.
Yeah, when you use bleaching cream, it changed the DNA. It changed your cells. When you, they got something so strong in Africa that you can put on your body. Even Whoopi Goldberg, her skin color is changing. And Sammy, the one that played baseball, his skin tone is changing.
Interrupt for a moment. I don't dispute that there is definitely systemic racism in the U.S., and I think that needs to stop for sure. I just don't know about some of the conspiracies, you know, about Obama. And there are a lot of people who say that, you know, he wasn't born in the U.S. and he doesn't have a real birth certificate. What do you think about that?
Well, I just told you he was born in 1948, and Hawaii became a state in 1948, so he is an American citizen.
Okay.
But the problem that I have, any dark complexion person, which I call the Aboriginal people here in especially Georgia, which is the 13th colony, they knock them down. And I think the biggest problem is tribes fighting against tribes. In other words,
agree with you there. I mean, I think we're all human beings. I would like to have everybody get along.
Thomas, he's dark.
Who?
Clarence Thomas?
They're against him, too.
Conservative.
Court.
Maybe they just, you know, maybe the liberal blacks don't like the conservative blacks.
You got to understand, blacks is all over the world, so whites as well.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. You see, and everybody that's dark, they call him an African, but they do not call somebody who mixed a European African.
No.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You
I
know.
Do too.
So,
what term do you like?
You know, what they are doing to me is confusing black American.
I prefer
are
the
confusing.
Term black.
They're trying to overthrow something to get what they want.
I got you. Virginia, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 855-450-3733. I don't know if there's conspiracy. I wouldn't even propose to know. You know, to me, the light skin, black skin argument, I wish we could all just forget about that darn shade of melanin in our skins.
Cocotin
and cocogen. I mean, those things, they don't define us. They shouldn't define us.
No, they shouldn't. And you know, I really wish that we lived in a world where we could just forget about it because it was a non-issue. But unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in today.
Yeah.
And things are changing. They're getting better, but we still have a long way to go.
I'd agree. Let's go to Jamie. And you know, frankly, the very best thing I think about Barack Obama as president is that he has shown that somebody of color, whether you consider them to be, you know, black or whatever you want to call them, somebody of color can sit in the highest office in the world, and I think
and unfortunately, I mean, regardless of his skin color, he has some pretty bad policies.
Oh, I agree.
But I like the fact that you know, people accepted him regardless of what he.
Right. I don't think that I don't hear an outswelling of racism over him being in the office. I'm certain that there are people that are outraged by it. Let's go to Jamie in Indiana. Jamie.
Hello.
Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
Well, I want to say I appreciate your show. I've been listening to you pretty regularly here for the past few months.
Okay.
And I wanted to make a comment about the immigrant situation, but I just hearing your last caller, could I make one quick comment about what she was talking about?
It's sure. Free Talk Live, Jamie.
Well, first of all, I wanted to mention the fact that Barack Obama was raised by his mother, who was white, and I was wondering if there's a reason that black mixed race people always seem to adopt the black part of their race as to what they use on their birth certificates or whatnot of applications. Has it got something to do with...
You know, I think, honestly, that, Jamie, that it comes from cultural racism, because if you look back in history, people who had a small amount of black ancestors or something were considered completely black because the Europeans wanted, like, pure genetics or whatever. They wanted people to be genetically homogeneous. And so any amount of black ancestry was considered black. I don't agree with that. I mean, what does black even mean and what does white even mean? It's kind of confusing to me. There's no real definition. And I think even harping on those categories can be dangerous sometimes because people make generalizations based on skin color that have nothing to do with each other. Like they'll say things about intelligence or whatever aptitudes that just
willingness
don't
to work.
Apply to groups of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, before you go on, I'm going to bring you back, Jamie, and we can talk about...
My mother was full-blooded Indian, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to talk to you about that, but and please hold the line here. And you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. But it is very interesting, this idea of, you know, race. And I think that many people consider themselves black because the world considers them black.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the world considers me white, but I've got all kinds of different ethnicities that are all mixed up in there.
Yep.
So I just refuse all that. Whenever, you know, the government asks me those questions, I refuse. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting...
Dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. I don't know why I'm giving out that number. Might be able to squeeze you in. 855-450-3733. Let's go back to... Oh, before we do, I want to tell you about the AMP program. AMP program is a way for you to support Free Talk Live, what we do by, sending some money. We ask for $3 a month in order to support us, and we give you some perks. There's an amplifier section on the BBS. There is an amplifier call-in line. There's a commercial-free podcast, whatever, all kinds of benefits for the AMP program. And it's cheap. You can help spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. Probably the most efficient use of your liberty donation dollar, it's the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, when you're doing your shopping online and you say Amazon or Newegg, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Go through there. You get the same great prices you normally get, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Jamie in Indiana. Jamie?
Yeah. I wanted to make on the immigration issue. First of all, I wanted to say that my second wife was Mexican and European. Her mother was born in Mexico and married and came over to the United States the legal way and so forth. I have a son with her, and he's a great kid. And her mother and her family down there, they were all great people. My issue is that there are some bad people crossing the border down there. There was a rancher that was killed not too long ago. I was living in Arizona at the time, working with the National Guard. And so there are some issues with some of the illegals coming over.
Absolutely. There are criminals crossing that border as well as hardworking people. But, I often wonder about this. For instance, I am a convicted felon. And I tried to cross into the border legally in Canada to go see a friend of mine. I was going to spend a week up there, and hang out at his house and spend a little money, do some shopping. It was a vacation.
Yep.
I had no idea that you couldn't go across the border into Canada. They threw me in the jail and kicked me out.
When was that, Mark?
How was it?
When was it?
This was 1998.
Wow. That surprises me
that
it was that bad back then.
One might say, well, we don't want convicted felons coming into Canada, and it's easy to sort of vilify convicted felons. It certainly is, but do you see how that policy can trickle down from there's people killing people on the border, and certainly some of them are illegal immigrants, but what about if you say, well, this group kills, then can't you say that about any group?
Yes, you can, but my point is that we do have to have some sort of, like you always hear the argument, we have to have laws and enforce the laws. We do have to have some standards that are set and that we have to follow, and we have to just possibly screen the people better, let them cross over,
for what?
Let them do it legally.
I have
but
a question
have
for
to
you.
Do a better job with screening sometimes
to keep out.
I have a couple of questions I want to ask Jamie. First one, Jamie, is you know, do you think that there are bad people or criminals, others who would hurt other people, already in the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. I worked in law enforcement for you know, quite a few years myself, and you know, there's bad elements in every race, every nationality. But my point is that we've got to maybe screen a little bit better. Let them come over, but let them do it legally. I know that's the argument that you always hear.
I do hear it, and but this is the point I'd like to say is okay. So so illegal immigrants got across the border today when there are thousands of border guards on the border, a fence in some places, and you know, billions and billions of dollars are being dumped into an apparatus to keep them out, and they're failing. And, you know, to say that we need to do something about murderers coming across the border is all fine and good. But even if you let everybody but murderers across the border, convicted murderers, the murderers are still going to sneak across.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, when you criminalize things like crossing the border and when you make it more difficult, or, I'm sorry, not you, when the government makes it way more difficult for people to cross the border legally, it's making criminals out of people who weren't criminals before. And then, you know, it's a slippery slope from there, maybe, for them to do other things. Do you see with how that works?
Yeah, I do. But I'm still waiting on a good working solution. You know, we hear both sides of the argument.
I've got one.
But there's never the other side that presents a really good argument and a fix for the problem.
Okay, so Gary Johnson, presidential candidate, has a, and he was the former governor of New Mexico, the only state in the union that has a constitution written in two languages, Spanish and American. And, you know, what I hear from you, Jamie, is I hear a guy who's ready to hear some answers. I hear a guy that doesn't hold in his heart any kind of bigotry. He wants an orderly system that is going to work. And I think that this is it. Gary Johnson proposes that anybody who wants to get a work visa can come here and work. They won't get any kind of government assistance. You know, they're not going to get welfare. They're not going to get WIC. They're not going to get you know, any of these things. I suppose they probably would get public schools, which I personally would cut that off the list too.
That's a big one.
But you know, as the case may be, you really can't prevent that one. But you know, and frankly, I don't think American citizens deserve any of those things either. I think that somebody should work for the things that they get. But give a work visa to anybody who wants to get it. That way they're tracked. That way they pay the taxes that people want them to pay. And that way they can come here and provide a better life for themselves. Now, I think
I support tracking and taxing them.
I support the size and the intrusiveness of government being diminished. But most important to me is that free people be able to provide for their families. And currently that's not happening. It's not happening.
Well, that is a good plan. I'm surprised they hadn't heard about it before because I stay pretty up on the political format of the nation and all. But, you know, that sounds like something that would be workable. And
check him out at GaryJohnson2012.com. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Something does need to be done.
Thank you, Jamie. I do appreciate that. It's Gary Johnson. I think it's 2012.com. I have given some money to that campaign. If anybody wants any kind of disclosure on that, I do think he's a really great choice. But, you know, as the case may be. Do you have anything more on this this ICE story that you wanted to get out, Stephanie?
No, that was basically it. I just think it's important to bring awareness to these kind of things. People think that this, you know, this style of violence can't happen to them. Right. They think, oh, well, you know, when they raid places, it's for a good reason. It's because they have valid information and they're bad people in there that they need to catch. But no, that's not true. Often they don't have warrants, and sometimes the warrants have the wrong address on them. And it's estimated that there's a police raid that happens in the U.S. every 19 seconds.
Yeah.
It could be you. Sometime.
Right. It could be you, a bad address and these kind of things. But, you know, at the same time, I used to be one of these guys. It's like, well, we have to do something about the border. I was, just like Jamie, and I began to look at it, and I could see that the government could only fail. It only fails. I mean, if the very fact that there are tens of millions of illegal immigrants in this country already, and we have dumped billions, hundreds of billions in dollars into trying to stop them from coming in, I mean, yeah, I suppose you can claim that illegal immigrants take jobs from Americans. Well, the government steals its money from Americans in order to prevent the illegal aliens from coming in. I mean,
yeah.
This is just...
Oh, the government loves to deflect that animosity towards a scapegoat, and And I think illegal immigrants have become the new scapegoat.
New people really coming into an economy eat food. They live in houses. They drive cars. They consume things. Yeah, sure, some of them send money back home.
Mm-hmm.
But are you telling me that I shouldn't be able to send money to somebody in a foreign country? Really? That's what you want to tell a free person? That they can't send money to other people? I mean, I want them to send money to their, you know, their abuela down in Tijuana. Please, go ahead, send her some money. Take care of her. She deserves to be able to eat. Their grandson should be able to send her some money.
Well, if it's their money, they should be able to do whatever they please with it.
Absolutely.
Right?
And America will benefit. People talk about culture. Culture is a conversation. Culture is a belief in a given snapshot of time. You know, American culture, I remember when they didn't sell bagels in Sarasota, Florida, when I was growing up. I never had a bagel when I was growing up. And now bagels are everywhere. I mean, this is how cultures change. We're not being taken over by illegal Jewish immigrants because there's some bagels and cream cheese being offered in the grocery store.
Well, actually, though, if you look back into the 1920s and 30s, I mean, people did say those kind of things about Jewish immigrants.
Jewish immigrants, Italian
and
immigrants,
Irish
immigrants.
Yes.
Now, take a look around you people, and basically immigration was extraordinarily liberal at those time frames.
Yep.
Yes, there were, you know, some rules. They'd take in, they'd quarantine you for 3 days, they'd screw up your last name, they'd pat you on the butt and send you out the door. But look at how the country has benefited from Italians and Irish and Jews and Poles and all these people coming here and working hard. Now, they didn't have the welfare the way they have it now. These people had to work to feed their families. And that is good for the country. That's good for you and me because they build wealth around us all. They give us all more options.
Yep, culture can't be forced. That's it.
Yep, Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening. You check us out at freetalklive.com 24/7. We'll see you 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, freetalklive.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays, and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsniffs.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.